Welcome back to Community Accent on Fairfield County's refreshing 90.9 FM. Talking to Amy Lively today. You can find her website at howtoloveyourneighbor.com. The book is called How to Love Your Neighbor Without Being Weird. And we all have those fears and excuses of why we can't go knock on our neighbor's door and just introduce ourselves and learn their names or invite them to an open house. But we are obliterating every one of those. There's a few more that your book talks about, Amy.
Yeah, I have these excuses. I have a shady past. Mm-hmm. You know, that time you glare at a neighbor or they know you from high school and they think, well, they just wouldn't trust me to want to be my friend. My neighbors aren't spiritual.
Yeah.
You know, if you see your neighbors not going to church on Sunday morning, we make assumptions about people. I talk about those assumptions, but people might not be religious, but everyone is spiritual.
Amen.
My house isn't nice enough.
Oh, that's a big one.
Women get caught up in this a lot. I really think we need to glorify God with this, probably the most valuable asset that He entrusts to us, whether it's an apartment or a rental or a home. It does not have to be perfect. I tell you how to make it clean,
right?
Because that makes it comfortable. But we need to just get over ourselves.
Absolutely.
Even I might get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some times when it's probably not the wisest thing to invite strangers, you know, into your home. I talk about how to have some common sense in doing that. But it's really just a fear of people.
Exactly.
That causes us to make that.
Well, and here's the bottom line. All of our excuses and fears really come down to one thing, and you talk about this yourself.
This was hard for me to, like, really face this. I was just lazy.
Yes.
Yeah. It just
and selfish and yeah. just wrapped up in your own yeah. world and don't want to bother.
Yeah. That's really the bottom line, that I was really just being lazy. And that was hard for me to realize. But actually, there was an upside to that, too, because it meant that I could fix this.
Mm-hmm.
That I could fix this.
You came to the point where you confessed that that's where you were.
Mm-hmm.
And you realized you don't want to stay there. So we all need to get to that point. I'm still kind of to that point where I'm not quite there yet as far as wanting to get past the lazy, selfish part.
I had this same, stumbling block when I was turning my life back towards the Lord after 20 years of wandering, not wanting anything to do with Him. And what I realized then and what I saw in this now is everything that I was clinging to as my fears and my excuses, my justifications, it just paled in comparison to the joy and the peace on the other side of obedience.
Yeah.
You just don't even know until you go there what God has in store for you.
Amen.
And there's so much angst leading up to it, like, oh, I can't and I won't and I don't know how. But then when you just say, okay, I'm going to do it, Lord. I'm going to follow You. I'm going to follow You, and I'm going to follow You then into my neighborhood. You will just feel such a sense of freedom in finally doing what you were designed and built and commanded and equipped to do.
And the amazing thing about this is that this book, if you read it yourself and then you go ahead and you start a small group or a Bible study in your home, you can actually use this book as a study tool.
Yeah, there is. There are next best steps at the end of every chapter that take this just from being a nice idea and some cute stories into something that you apply in your neighborhood. So I'm all about the tool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about, I don't just want to preach it because we understand we should be doing this. So I'm all about the how-to part of this. And so each chapter has just a few questions, 5 to 7 questions at the end that then make it real. And you start
a conversation, really a small group. You don't have to teach a Bible study to have a small group. You can have a just facilitated conversation with these awesome questions.
This week we're reading chapter 5. You get together the next week. You discuss the questions at the end of it. You just highlight and circle the sentences and the words that mean something to you or that you question or that you doubt or that you completely disagree with. That makes a good conversation, too. And then you actually start putting these things into practice.
Very good. And this can be found wherever books are sold. In fact, at The Well.
There will be a few copies at The Well. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of those. If you see somebody at Lifeway today taking pictures, that's me. That's weird. I know, but.
Oh, so you're going to be at Lifeway today?
Well, I just
taking
might
pictures.
Just run
oh,
up and just grab the book and take a picture and then sneak out.
I love it.
But I'll tell you what, I am having a celebration. It's this Sunday. It's May 3rd at 3 o'clock. It's on Rosewood Drive in Lancaster. Look for the cars. And it's to celebrate the people who are in this book, because I was flipping through it last night and there are just dozens and dozens of people who have had such an impact on my life and helped me in my walk with the Lord and helped me in understanding this command. And I just want to celebrate them. And so we're having a book party Sunday, May 3rd at 3 o'clock, inviting all of my neighbors, all of my friends, anybody who remembers what it was like to sit at that lunchroom in junior high and just wants to find out more about this story, celebrate those stories.
And I believe you're going to have several book signings. Do we have dates?
No, just, you know, if you see me on the street in Lancaster, I'll sign your book for you. That's so awkward. So no, I don't have any book signings officially set up, but I would just love to share the message with anybody. And if anybody wants to talk about it, just give me a call.
Actually, you are going to have a book signing at the River on June.
You're right. I'm sorry.
24.
A couple of months away. So
there we go. So if you would like to invite, the point of making that point is that if you would like to invite Amy to your church to share this message.
Love to do it.
Because there is a message in here about how to love your neighbor, and she's an excellent speaker, by the way. And I'll just plug Amy for that portion of things. So she will come to your church or to your small group or wherever, your Rotary Club, whatever
your
you want to do.
Your coffee shop.
That's right. You can have Amy share, and she will bring copies of her book as well during
sure
that.
Yeah, sure. Love to.
Very good. Well, we have been talking today to Amy Lively, How to Love Your Neighbor Without Being Weird. Her website, howtoloveyourneighbor.com. Tell us about some of the other resources that are on your website.
Well, in the course of this ministry, I've met so many people who are just doing this, living it, breathing it, and so it's a place where you can find them. There is a great ministry called the Turquoise Table that is just about putting literally a picnic table in your front yard and just having that be a central place where people know that they can stop and have conversation or bring a meal or a snack. Or there's a ministry just right out of Columbus called Grace Table that just has very thought-provoking, beautiful writings on hospitality and sharing that table. Lots of recipes and tools there, too.
Well, we also want to share about a local organization that really embodies this message, too. It's called
The
Art of Neighboring.
Art of Neighboring. This was such a tool for me in my journey. Art of Neighboring is a book. You can get it also on any bookselling website, but it's a concept of just let's come together. And so we have in Lancaster and Fairfield County, the Art of Neighboring group. We meet several times a year. We have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Fairfield County Neighbors. We're not real active on there, but go there, like the page. And if we're meeting or if we have resources, we'll connect you there. But what we're encouraging churches and government leaders, school leaders, business leaders, citizens to do is open their eyes to their neighbors and then plan something to do for them. So we're involved in the art walk and we have a presence at the fair, but it really comes down to personal relationships on your block. And we have all the tools for you to have a neighborhood block party.
I know, and that's what I want to mention. If you want to love your neighbor and you don't want to be weird and maybe you don't want to have an open house at your house to start with, you could organize a block party.
You can, and we give you the resources to contact the police or sheriff if you do need a street closure on that, or if you need the parks department, if you need to have it at a park, you can even just have somebody's large yard. We give you just really step by step on how to plan and implement that. And we've had great success with it too.
We had one a couple years ago, and it was a great success. We got to meet lots mm-hmm. of neighbors, and people were really glad that this was went on.
You know, we have all these lumps in our throat about doing this, and you finally do it. And you know what people say?
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad you're doing this. I want to know my neighbors too. And we want to wait for them to magically appear at our front door, and it doesn't happen. And when you go out and meet people, you just be delighted that they say, I want to know my neighbors too.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Amy, for putting this book together, How to Love Your Neighbor Without Being Weird. But more than that, thank you for stirring our hearts and to just being that motivator to get us moving in the right direction.
Oh, you want to talk about tomorrow?
Absolutely.
So tomorrow I'll be back my regular Tuesday morning time slot to be here on the Morning Gang, and we're going to give away a copy of the book.
We are. So you need to listen. We're going to give away a book tomorrow, How to Love Your Neighbor Without Being Weird. Go to howtoloveyourneighbor.com for more information, and there is also a Facebook page for that, and you can like it, find
yep,
it.
How to Love Your Neighbor.
There you go. Thank you so much, Amy, for joining us
You're
today.
Welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Community Accent on Fairfield County's Refreshing 90.9. Live streaming at refreshing909.com. We bring you real people with real answers every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Catch the replay at 5 p.m. today or download it tomorrow off of our website, refreshing909.com. Go to the download local programs page. We have 30 local programs every week for you to download. Take 90.9 with you wherever you go on your smartphone or tablet. Use the TuneIn Radio app. Also, join our Facebook page. You'll get links to howtoloveyourneighbor.com and all the other guests that we have on us tomorrow on Community Accent. Bob Clark from Fairfield County Economic Development and Chris Bird with the Bird Nest Child Care. They have a new facility opening soon. You're going to want to hear about it right here on the station connecting you with your community. Fairfield County's Refreshing 90.9 FM, Christ Center Community Focus since 1988.